8.5 to 9. But the stern is free.
The Baranof was switching docks to pick up crab pots when it beached itself in an area known locally as Little South America. The spot is visible from the main road, and it didn't take long for a crowd to form, despite blizzard conditions and a travel advisory in effect for the area. Most of the onlookers were other crab fishermen, but one had been a sailor aboard the Baranof back in the 1970s when it was a Coast Guard buoy tender. He was happy to offer up his insights on the situation.
The longer they wait, the fuel tanks are like right down there, and it's starting to bump down there. They'll have fuel.
Fortunately, the vessel, which was carrying 23,000 gallons of fuel, didn't end up staying on the rocks for long. Immediately after the Baranof ran aground, the tug Saratoga tried refloating it, but only succeeded in breaking several tow lines. So then they brought in the much larger 4,000-horsepower tug James Dunlap to give it a try. In less than 30 seconds, the boat was free and clear.
It's like he's towing the tug now.
The Baranof's mate, Jim Ford, says he's hoping this doesn't mean the end of the season for the vessel.
Have the hull inspected, and if the diver and the Coast Guard are satisfied that the hull's fine, we're good to go.
Coast Guard Lieutenant Derek Gibson says there doesn't appear to be any structural damage to the vessel, and there was no fuel discharge. But he added that the Coast Guard will be doing an inspection as well as an investigation into why the boat ran aground. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.